Blog Talk Radio.
My. I'm praying you can all hear me. I just managed to get into the studio. I have been stuck on a train in Toronto, just outside of the station, and there was some debris, I guess, falling from, a bridge in Scarborough, Ontario, and so they were taking their sweet time letting the trains go through. We literally pulled out of the station. The trains were running late, pulled out the station, ended up probably five, 10 minutes outside of the station and stopped. And we were there. I was there for, I would say, probably almost 2.5 hours or longer before we actually started moving. My. So I got here as soon as I could. I thought maybe they should reschedule the show, but I think we're going to go ahead, and the Lord has a purpose for everything. So I'm just glad, you know, when they say when you're running behind or you're delayed, that the Lord is offering you something. So Lord, you know what? It could have been really bad. So I'm just grateful. I made friends with a lot of people on the train, and we all fellowshiped, and it's funny because I was trying to see if I could log in and remotely and access it from outside on my phone, but I couldn't get in to call into the show. But people on the train were actually hoping I would be able to because they wanted to be on the show. Praise God. So let's get things moving. I'm running a little behind. I have a wonderful guest for you this evening. I'm so excited. And so we're going to get going. But remember, we are kicking off Christmas here at the Pastor J. Rao Show tonight. And so everything is going to be festive. And I'm looking forward to it. We've got so much new music. And, of course, we're going to keep it all Christmas. And I'm telling you, if you're into this Xmas or this Happy Holidays, this is not the show for you. Because here on the Pastor J. Rao Show, we have Christmas. Praise God. You cannot have Christmas without Christ. And that's exactly what it is. It's a mass. It's a celebration. If you ask anybody from the West Indies, they'll say to play mass means to party and to celebrate. And that's what it is, a celebration of Christ. Amen? Praise God. So let's kick it off, get some music on so I can catch my breath, praise the Lord, and then we're going to get started. But I picked out a song that I wanted to kick off the show with, and this is Joy by the wonderful Eddie Neblett.
Let us be jolly and celebrate, 'cause surely no longer we have to wait. Hail the Redeemer, he's ever near, coming to his rest and
Amen, joy. And that's by Eddie Neblett. And you know what? We're going to be speaking to him sometime before the holidays. Praise the Lord. Well, I am drained, praise God. There's nothing like sitting on a commuter train and you're not moving for over 2.5 hours. Incredible. So I guess I should be saying, how was your day? Praise God. But we're going to keep things moving because that's what we do here at the Pastor J. Rell Show. And there's still a little backlog on the GO train for those who are traveling between Lakeshore East and Lakeshore West. They're still running behind, but things are starting to move now. I guess they were waiting on the city to get confirmation to be able to actually move and go into the go through this bridge, because I guess stuff was falling and we couldn't do anything, and GO train had nothing to do. People were patient for a little while, but I tell you, people's patience runs thin. So you could only begin to imagine, my word. But we're going to keep things moving, and we're going to take it to the Lord in prayer. Amen. Because we like to give thanks to God. And you know what, as I said, you don't know what was delayed and why. And I would hate to be on the train and moving and something fell and crushed the train. Amen. I know y'all would have missed Pastor J. Rouse. I would have missed me, praise God, but I would have been with my Jesus. And that's why we try to do what we can to get it right while we have the opportunity. Don't wait for tomorrow. Don't wait for next week. You got to get it straight now so it can stay straight and be straight. Amen. And be with the love of Jesus and our chosen one. Praise his name. So let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you. I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you grace. I give you all the blessings, because everything you do not because we deserve it. We do it because of the fact that, you know, you love us and you gave your son for us. And as we launch and kick off this Christmas season, we don't want people to just be saying happy holidays. We want them to be happy. We want them to have holidays. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, X was in Malcolm's name. X is who we refer to as people from our past. X is not necessarily who you are, because an X is where somebody signed when they didn't know how to write. But Father God, we know that you have written the book of life and our name should be in there. And therefore you are worthy of the calling and to sacrifice and to give us the baby Jesus so that we can know who Christ is, the Christ. And Father God, we pray right now that the world would slowly come to a comfort zone and understand and know the true meaning of why we have Christmas, and that it's not just a name. But Father God, right now, I ask right now that you would bless the listeners, bless those out there, those who are listening now, and those who are going to be listening from days to come. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we speak peace and happiness. And as the song said, we speak joy into their lives. Father God, those who are ailing, we speak healing in the mighty name of Jesus. And we ask right now that you would bring sorrow and remove it, and anything that's not of you, that you replace it with nothing but love and goodness, Father God. But as we prepare the show, and as you prepare me, Father God, that you would put me in the right spirit to do your bidding, Father, we just ask right now that you would take over, and Father, open our ears as we go forth and we grow and we expand and we learn and we are encouraged this evening. And we ask that you would bless our guests as well. We hold it up now in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. All right, let's get some more music going, because I really need to hear some serious music. I told you we are doing nothing but Christmas stuff, and so I'm so excited and can't wait. Now, this next song is called Birth. Actually, you know what? We had Reuben Stoddard on last week. We had some technical difficulties then, but we got it all fixed, and he was so awesome with us. And so I'm going to dedicate this one to my Aunt Barbara in Barbados. Praise God. And also to my mom, because she got to hear this for the first time the other night, too. And it's a beautiful, beautiful song. And right now I certainly could do with one of these. I Need an Angel by Reuben Studdard. Praise God.
I've run out of answers, I've run out of time, and I'm so confused that I'm losing my mind. It's gonna take a miracle to help me this time. I'm traveling a road that has not one sign. Let the bell in my heart ring. Oh, this is my cry. Hey, this is my plea. You see, I need an angel. I'm calling an angel. Send me an angel for me. Have nowhere to go, so I'm down on my knees. I'm trying to see the forest, but there's this one tree. Can't understand why I'm sinking so deep. Help me.
Help me.
Won't you have mercy? Set my soul free, please. And let the bell in my heart.
An angel. Send me an angel right now. Praise God. I think we could all do with one. And I'm thinking about those who are still commuting. Praise God. And probably still running behind or probably didn't leave and couldn't get on the train or decided not to get on the train. That's a long time. There was a little baby on this train, and I tell you, the baby played with some keys and just kept so amused that I was just like, wow, this was amazing, and didn't start to cry until quite later into the whole thing, actually. So it was really surprising. And little baby was just so wonderful. And I'm praying that everybody else got moving. One lady had to be at her dad's birthday party and kept trying to call. And there was one lady was having some kind of family emergency, bless her heart. And she was really about to just have a nervous breakdown. Poor thing was near tears. So I told her to have positive thoughts. And she said, I think I will. I said, you better. So we're going to say, you know, Father, in the name of Jesus, that all worked out well for her. And because we know that all things work together for the good, for those who are trusted and called according to his purpose. Amen. And so I'm really praying that she was in a better place and things are okay when she got home. Praise God. I was also thinking about all these mothers. There's all these parents who have to go pick up the children at the daycare. And I was surprised because I thank God that God gave me a business and I didn't have to, when I had Trenton at my home, I didn't have to worry too much about so many babysitters, or at least not during work hours or a cutoff time where I had a private sitter for him. But there are daycares that people use and they take their kids to the daycare and they have to pick up the children by 6 o'clock. And if you don't pick up your child by 6 o'clock, one lady said she used to have to pay $1 a minute. Wow. So I thought, isn't that something? And she said, oh, in today's society, the economy, the way it is probably now $5 a minute. But get this one. This one really made me crack up. Said, if you didn't pay your dollar a minute, like the amount you owed them by the time you got there, you couldn't pick up your child. Now, I'm not sure how that works. And I said, well, I'm in the legal profession, and I'm sorry, but to me that sounds like a ransom. I'm going to hold your child. That does not make any sense at all. Praise God. I thought they're going to hold your child ransom until you could pick up the child. Something's very wrong here. Hallelujah. Praise God. But I don't know. I guess I would have been saucy or something and say, oh, so if I don't pay it, you're not going to give me my child. I think Trent would have been real mad at me because I probably would have left him there. Praise the Lord. Actually, I would never do that to my little man. He would never let me. Praise God. But when you think about it, if you tell these people, I'm not going to pay you, and they're going to keep your child, then what do they do? Are they going to call children's services on you? They can't, because you came to pick up your child. You're not a bad parent. You were late. And then when you think about it, how long can they keep your child for? Because they're not going to want to keep the child permanently. So I don't know. But I guess they have their rules to try and scare people. But I don't know. I've got some pretty, I've got some really rebellious friends. So I can see them testing their faith and just pushing it to the limit. My, my, my. Praise God. All right. Let's keep things moving. Praise God. I know this is a part, well, normally it would have been earlier, but we're just going to do some birthday celebrations and some birthday shout-outs. If you've had a birthday between now and last week, we want to celebrate with you. If you had something special happen and take place, if you've accomplished something, maybe you had an anniversary, you got a promotion, you know what, maybe you got a new car, maybe you did something for yourself, amen. I don't see anything wrong with that. I think it's nice when you could treat yourself. I do that every now and then. I say, you know what, I've worked so hard, I've been through so much, I think I'm going to do something for me. So, and you know what, maybe you just had a pedicure and a manicure. Who cares? We're going to celebrate with you tonight. Praise the Lord. Because God is always happy when good things happen for you. And real Christian folk are even happier for you because we celebrate. See, the one joy that I have in the fellowship of knowing the Lord is the fact that When you're down, I'm down with you. When you're happy, I'm happy for you. Amen? And that's the way it should be. If somebody tells you otherwise, you tell them to speak to Pastor J. Rouse, because she does not agree. This is how Christians should be. Praise God. All right. Keeping that in mind, we always celebrate. You know I love to celebrate. And so we have to wish everybody out there all the very best and a happy birthday. So we got a new mix for you tonight. And this is to all the birthday and celebration people. Amen. Happy birthday to you. That was a little cute, funky instrumental mix. Praise God. All right. We are going to go ahead and do our international community happenings and events. I got to do a few quick shout outs. We've gotten some email in from some people and other people. And so we don't want to forget anybody. We thank God for you. We thank God for everyone who listens. First of all, we want to do a shout out to Ruben Stoddard, who was on our show last week and had an amazing concert here in Scarborough, in Edmonton, in Calgary, and I believe in Manitoba. It was a four-day tour, and I got word that the concert in Toronto was very good. If you were at the concert, give us a call or give us a holler, and you can email us. Don't forget, you can email us, PastorJRouseShow@gmail.com or RouseMinistriesBroadcasting@gmail.com. We're also on Twitter at Pastor Rouse Show. There's no J, just Pastor Rouse Show. All right? And we want to hear from you. You can also message us on Facebook, on our Facebook page, where we have everything going on, and that's Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page. All right. Lots taking place, lots happening, and we had a wonderful time with Ruben last week, and we're just grateful. We had some amazing musicians across America who also touched base with us and tapped in with us for their Thanksgiving. So we want to give a shout-out to Brother Maurice Gray. And, yes, I'm going to do this to his wonderful wife. She's my new buddy, Bernice. And we also want to give a shout-out to Jason Brown, a.k.a. J.B. Sack, Darren Ziwak. Praise God. He actually helped me out tremendously last week when I was having some technical problems. And all our tech staff and support staff were off for Thanksgiving. Praise God. And then we also want to give a shout out to my other buddy, Mr. Marvin Thompson. These guys are amazing. We covered from as far east as Detroit, Michigan, all the way out to, I believe we were in San Diego, California. Amen. Praise God. Or Los Angeles, California. Praise God. We covered across the nation. And I hope everybody, our listeners and everybody, had a wonderful Thanksgiving. But it's important. I'm going to put this out there. It's like Valentine's Day. You can't just be thankful for the one day and then keep going on with your life. Amen. I can remember someone said, I don't celebrate Valentine's Day. And people give him a hard time and say, how come they don't celebrate Valentine's Day? And he said, because I am nice to my wife or my girlfriend all the time, not just one day out of the year. Amen. So, yeah, we need to be good and we need to treat our man and we need to treat our women well, praise God. If you're in a relationship, don't just appreciate them the one day. February the 14th is just an extra special day. You might want to treat them a little extra special, but I would like to think that somebody's going to treat me right every day, praise God. I can promise you I would treat you right. I don't see why you can't do the same. Amen. Praise God. All right. So as an update now for Reuben Stoddard, just so you're aware, I tuned in last night and watched The Biggest Loser because he was on there. He was back for his second appearance on the show, and he got voted out last night. So poor Reuben, he didn't weigh in the way he needed to, and so he's gone. But we're going to keep him in our prayers, and we're going to continue to lift him up. And you know what? We don't care how big he is. We don't care. We love him, and everybody loves him. And the fact of the matter is, people should love people for who they are and not for how they look or what they can get out of them. Amen. The heart of a man may be deeply buried, but the joy is finding the treasure. Amen. Praise God. You could quote me on that. That's a Pastor J. Rouse quote. I probably can't even repeat it. Amen. And don't you forget it. And so we have to dig deeper because what the Lord sees is not the outside. He sees the inside. And that's where we get judged from and who we are. And that is who we are supposed to be, the spiritual beings that we are. Amen. Praise God. All right. We've got some quick community happenings happening. And then I've got to contact a young lady because I'm excited. I saw this thing and I'm like, I need to know more about this. So she's going to come on. She's going to share a little bit about who she is and what she's doing, and we will let you know about that one. I just thought it was kind of cute. Okay, so what's happening? Here's what's happening. Praise God. Don't forget, you can always check out all these international events as well on the Rouse Ministries Broadcasting Communications Facebook page. But in the meantime, actually tonight in London, they had a Christmas special at the London Met. But I'm sure that's over, and if I'm correct, I think they're 5 hours ahead of us. So they're already done, or they're probably still hanging around somewhere. Praise God. Now, these people, I love it. Called to be different. It is a Christian ball. It is going to be a New Year's Eve, but it's not New Year's Eve. It's December the 27th. Okay, and it is taking place in London, England. I'm so excited. I love that terminology. It says called to be different. We are called to be different. Amen. And I love what these guys are doing. And so I definitely want you guys to pay attention to what's going on. It's the success of Sharing the Flame and last year's New Year's Eve party. YAM is now hosting a New Year's Christian ball on Friday, the 27th of December, 2013, from 7 p.m. until midnight. And it will be held at, okay, all my London UKers, this is where it's at, Ivory Mansion, 619 High Road in Leytonstone, London, okay? And it says, here's a great opportunity to mingle, celebrate the year, and look forward to year to come. Now, the dress code, I love this, is black tie event. It's so nice to be able to get an event to be able to dress to the nines. It makes you feel extra special, praise God. And it says, on the night, there will be a three-course meal prize draw, and it says automatically entered with your ticket when you purchase. Open mic, Christian DJ, and many more things. And the tickets are only £15. That's amazing. If you book in advance, and it's £20 at the door. And it says, as Christians, we are called to be different. So what better way than to get dressed up and celebrate in a ball? Praise God. I so love this. Love this, love this, love this. So I have to give these guys their props because they certainly deserve that. I think that's a powerful thing to do. And, they're daring to be different, and I enjoy that fact, too. Amen? Praise God. All right. Now, keeping up with the Joneses, if I am correct and I have my dates correctly, in Barbados, opening night is tonight, and they are opening, and they've got all sorts of wonderful things taking place for the next couple of days. I believe it opens tonight to the 20th. So if you get a chance, you want to check it out in Barbados. Check out our page, and you'll get all the particulars on Keeping Up with the Joneses, the movie. Praise God. Amen. All right. Now, this one I want to read. January 17, 2004, in Clarksville, Tennessee. It says, this is the biggest red carpet pre-stellar blockbuster showcase. It's official. Our headliner, okay, is Lisa Knowles and the Brown Singers. They've got the Brown Sisters, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, the New Converted Voices, George Dickens Jr., and the Gospel Disciples, evangelist Jerry Bolton of the legendary Bolton Brothers, co-hosting with Walter B. Harris from WJTH 101.7 FM in Calhoun, Georgia, okay? John Smiley and the Spiritual Voices and WJSR, The Voice, okay? And so much more. This is happening January 17, 2014, Stellar Award Weekend at the First Baptist Church, and that's located at 301 Fairview Lane in Clarksville, Tennessee, by Pastor Bobby Harris. And it's at 5 p.m. Amen. There's so much more to announce off of this because they've got so many wonderful, talented people taking place at this event. But I'm going to let you check it out on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page. We did a shout-out to J.B. Sachs. December 29th, he will be at the George Stevens Center playing in San Diego, California at 570 South 65th Street, and that's San Diego. So go out and support JB and tell him when to play God is Love. I love that song. You tell him Pastor Jay said to play God is Love. Amen. The Glass Awards, we covered it in July last year, had an amazing time. They had the Women of Excellence Awards. And speaking of Women of Excellence, we even have one of the recipients coming on live on air this evening to talk about some of her newest adventures, praise God. And but they even had that in the morning. And in the evening, they had a red carpet event with a full-blown concert and awards ceremony. It was off the chain. And it was the place to be. Amen? Well, they're going to do it again. And in Toronto, it will be July 19, 2014. And you know Pastor Jay Rouse and Rouse Ministries Broadcast and Communication is going to be there to cover everything. And we will give you updates as we get closer to the dates and all the events happening, all the concerts and different things that will be lined up. We'll have lots more information for you as the date gets closer. Now, they are crossing the waters, much like Rouse Ministries and Rouse Ministries Publishing and Rouse Ministries Broadcasting Communication and me as author J. Wright Rouse. I am expanding into the Caribbean. Well, so is the Glass Awards. And on March 29, 2014, they will be in Kingston, Jamaica. And you don't want to miss that. And guess what? That's right. I am going to make sure I am in Kingston, Jamaica. And we're going to cover that once again, too, and go and support my buddies at the Glass Awards. So we want to give them a shout-out. Praise God. And while I'm there, I will also be arranging to do some ministry work and certainly be doing some book signings because some of my books are already at Kingston Bookstore in Kingston. So you definitely want to go and check it out. Amen. Eddie Neblett, our buddy Eddie Neblett, you heard his music tonight, and we're going to hear some more later on. He has an album release taking place December the 6th. So you don't want to miss out on that at 7 p.m. And it's Hope, New York City Christmas Tree Lighting. And he said to invite family and friends to celebrate with them. Hot chocolate. That's the thing right there. I have to repeat, hot chocolate. I think that's Jesus's way of putting something warm and cozy in a cup to give us a hug. Amen. Praise God. And live music and much more. Birth of a Savior is the name of his album, and the music is amazing. And we're going to be playing so much more of him throughout the next couple weeks. And the venue is located at 142-82 Rockaway Boulevard, South Ozone Park, okay? Praise God. So you want to go check that out. And that's December the 6th, 2013 at 7 p.m. Moving right along. Praise God. I thought this was cute. In Barbados, I'm speaking to everybody in Barbados. Christmas Happy Camp, it's the Praise Academy of Dance in Barbados, is hosting the Christmas Happy Camp. It's affordable. It's only $65 a week for children ages 3 to 12. And it will be taking place starting December the 16th to the 20th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily. And it says they're going to be doing all kinds of stuff. They're going to be giving, make Christmas gifts and things like that for the parents. I just melt when I get stuff like that. Field trips, they're going to be going out and doing some stuff and visiting people. And they're going to have fun. That's always a blessing. Bible time and watch Christmas movies and learn. Praise God. So for more information, you can check it out. Information, okay, at call this number, 426-2443, and that's in Barbados, or you can visit Cavins Lane in Bridgetown. Now, I think it says, I cannot read this, I think it says ePraise, I don't know, Praise Academy BDS at yahoo.com. I'm going to have to double check that. I'll check in with Sister Weeks and see if I can get some more information on that email address. But yeah, you definitely want to check it out. I think it's amazing. I loved it. And I think we should do more stuff like that for the children over the holidays. Praise God. And we talked about it. Keeping Up with the Joneses, the movie. It is launching all over at the Olympus Theater. And I believe it starts tonight, and he says that on opening night until Sunday, December the 8th, the cast will be in the house. Come out and get free posters and autographs. My. I'm going to have to tell them to make sure they save me something. Praise God. All right. And we're going to be hearing from our friend Darren Zewalk, because he's got his Christmas song out, The Reason for Christmas, and you'll be hearing that. If you don't hear it tonight, you'll certainly be hearing it over the next couple weeks. And we've got a sneak peek into a new launching of her Christmas CD, Jazz for Christ, with our young lady that's going to be coming on the show in probably a week. She's launching her new holiday album soon too, Jazz for Christ Photo. Check out the information on our Facebook page, Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. All right, I'm going to put on some music, and then we're going to see if we can connect up with Diane Johnston. All right, I will talk to you guys shortly. But in the meantime, let's check out. Why don't we check out Reason for the Season? Amen. By Darren Zewalk. Let's see if we can find that here. Upload that. There we go. There it is. Thank you. again. And that was The Reason for Christmas by Darren Zewak. Praise God. And it was a nice instrumental, too. He doesn't normally always do instrumentals, so I loved it. It was very pretty, very simple. You actually, when you're listening to it, it sort of sounds like a nice snowy day, and not one of those blizzards that we tend to get every now and then, but just a nice, soft, little gentle snow falling. I could see the backdrop just now. Praise God. Looks like one of those little picture postcards. Amen. Now, this is rather interesting. Our last update for the international event is an event that is taking place in Toronto. And I saw this, not only is it at the Gospel Cafe, because the place is wonderful, the food is awesome, and the crowd is amazing, and the owners are lovely people. But I saw this thing, and I said, this looks rather interesting. And so I thought, I'm going to have to try and see if I'm free. You know, my schedule is so crazy busy, and sometimes I can't always get to where I have to. And sometimes I'll send other people. But this particular thing really caught my eye. And what was so unique about it is that it seemed like a one-woman show. And I thought, oh, I want to know more about this. Now, this is an event, and it's Under the Blood Productions. It presents Death Church Wives. That's right. December the 28th, 2013 at 8 p.m. And the admission isn't expensive. It's only $10 in advance and $15 at the door. And it's at the Gospel Cafe restaurant. So you know what? Come on. You're going to pay your money and you're going to buy some food and you're going to have a great time. Even if there was no show going on, you would have had a great time. So the show is like an added bonus. Okay. And the Gospel Cafe is at 5120 Dixie Road, Unit 9. Okay. Now, if you want some information, I believe this website is www.DianeJohnstone, and I think that says one.com. We're going to check with her to make sure, because I don't want to stare you wrong. Now, it says, the Canadian Comedy Award-nominated show, Desperate Church Wives, is debuting in Mississauga. Please come out and support this Christian-based, funny solo show at the Gospel Cafe on that Saturday, December the 28th. And, of course, you know, we'll continue to keep you updated and remind you about it, and you can check it out on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications Facebook page. But you know me, I'm not going to let that sit. I'm going to have to dig deeper. So I snooped around. It wasn't too hard. And I contacted a young lady by the name of Diane Johnstone. And bless her heart, she actually was nice and didn't tell me, I don't want anything to do with you. Leave me alone. Praise God. Actually, I've got Diane on the line. I'm going to just bring her on right now. Praise God. Diane?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, see, I told you, everybody, she's friendly. It's such a joy to have you on the show, my love.
Listen, it's my pleasure, and I thank you so much for reaching out.
Oh, no, you know what? I always figure if I'm curious and interested, then so is everybody else. Amen?
Right, 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 right.
And so I kind of like to act like the eyes and the ears of everybody out there. Praise God. But you have to tell me, first of all, is it Johnstone or Johnston?
You know what? I always say this. This is my husband's last name, and sometimes I just look at him and I go, so how do we say our last name? and sometimes I'll hear him say Johnston, and sometimes I'll hear the grandchildren say Johnstone. So either or is fine. I will answer to either one.
Okay, but how do you say it?
Johnston.
Johnston.
Yes, that's
okay.
How I pronounce
it. And you know what
it
is? Because of the E on the end, it's Stone.
Exactly.
And I know Johnstons. I've met lots of Johnstons throughout my life. So, but
right.
we're gonna call you Johnston because that's what you call yourself.
That's fine. Thank you.
You're very welcome. So, my love, Desperate Church Wives, do tell.
Well, you know, I got this idea. I believe it happened a couple of years ago. Well, I first debuted the show at the Toronto Fringe Festival in 2011, and it is a solo show. This is my fourth one that I've written and produced and performed, and this is the best out of the four. It just pays for all the artists out there. Don't give up, keep going. And I was about to give up before I did this last show because I had some trials and tribulations like we know we're going to have on this walk.
Well,
I don't know why we forget that, right? You know? And I had to.
We hope it'll stop.
I know. Exactly, right? And I had to pull myself to the side and have a little talk, and I was like, okay, wait a minute. This is not about me, right, Lord? This is about you. So I'm going to go on and do this again. Let me know what you want me to tell your people, and let's have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
I came up with this show one day in church. I thought, you know what? Sometimes we women act like desperate church wives. You know, and then to make it a funny, I just looked at some of the issues that came up, and this show is loosely based on the story of Prophet Hosea and his harlot wife Gomer.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, and a lot of people are not even familiar with the story, so that's one way of getting the message out there. And it just parallels the relationship between God and the Israelites when they turned their back on him, as we often do. And so here you have this man who God told to go on and marry this woman who was going to betray him, and he does marry her. So I take the whole story and I put it in today's setting as if we're having a church meeting. And, of course, I use today's vernacular. I do six different characters. I'm going to slip some voices in on you as I'm speaking to you. So one of the characters that opens up the show is Grandma Word. I preach the word of God and I tell it like it is.
Well,
now. So we having a meeting because we's trying to figure out what to do with the minister's wife who's been busted for prostitution.
Whoa, I know church women like that.
And so another character that comes in is our typical snooty, uppity, always want to be in the midst of everything. My name is Clarissa, and I have to say right now, I didn't know nothing about this mess at all. In fact, when I first read it in the papers, I just knew I had to let everybody know. Now, you know I fellowship with her a little bit, but I didn't know nothing about that mess till I seen it in the papers. So I do these characters interchangeably throughout the entire show, and we basically, it's just a message of God's love. You know, a lot of times as believers, I've been guilty, and I've been on both sides, judged and guilty of judging. We judge. You know, it's as if none of us have a past. And like I heard Bishop T.D. Jakes said, oh, your life was perfect? Please tell me how that was. You know, so, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I
That's
just take
amazing.
This story, and I weave in these characters. There is some audience participation with it as well. We do some singing, some clapping. There's a lot of laughing. I'm going to make you cry a little bit as well. But bottom line, when you walk out, you're going to be like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Amen. I like that.
So I've been blessed with a Canadian Comedy Award nomination. The awards were this past October. I didn't come home with the beaver, but I still got that nomination behind the show. So I'm really pleased with God for opening up that door for me, because that this is, you know, a Christian-based show that was in the arena of secular shows, and we were acknowledged. So I'm happy for that.
Amen. That's very good. And that, you know, I've always been saying, like, as an author and a minister, a lot of what I did, the books weren't, they weren't, the gospel, the church Christian bookstores weren't fighting for my books, but the secular places were. And I thought it was kind of odd, but now I understand it. For the same reason, my show, I do a lot of promotion and I do TV interviews, and they're not Christian shows, they're secular shows. So praise God.
Well, you know, in the beginning, as I said, when I opened up this show, I wasn't sure. I thought, okay, did I miss it or not? Because there were a lot of non-Christians that were like, oh, my gosh, I believe in this, you know? And I'm like, yeah. And so really what I believe is that the church is changing, and the church has to change. You know, it has to change because the gospel is there for everybody. Jesus went to the cross for everyone, for everyone. So, you know, we have to find ways to speak without watering down the gospel. I'm not suggesting we water down the gospel at all, but ways that we speak where we're not condemning, right?
Yes.
God is the one who judges the heart, not us.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, I always say, I thank God that everybody is in the Lord, because we condemn each other to hell so fast.
Yeah.
And we could turn it around and say, oh, man, I shouldn't have done that.
Listen, I thank God for Jesus, because if we were in the Old Testament, all of us would be dropping, we'd be walking down the street, drop dead.
I know that's right. So have you've done this show before?
Yes.
So it's not the first time. And
no,
where did you perform this?
I have it opened in 2011 in Toronto, in the Toronto Fringe Festival. I performed it in 2012 at the Hamilton Fringe Festival. And since then, I've been asked to do it in a couple of private events at a high school in Oakville, another festival in Toronto. And so I'm just carrying it on. And my goal, my desire, my dream, I believe the Lord put this in me, is to create, to turn this into a TV series now.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We're going to look to the Lord and make sure. He said he would hear our cries. He would hear our prayers. And he'd also give us the desires of our heart. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So we can't stop believing. You got to believe and expect.
Amen.
Praise God. So I certainly believe it, and I expect to see it. So, and when you get there, we're going to bring you back on and go, hey, remember this?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Well, I'm not sure if I can make it. I really want to. I seem to be missing so much these days because my plate has gotten so full, or I'm out of town or something, and I'm trying so hard. But I can tell you, Sister Diane, if I am able, you know I will show up, and I will most certainly cover the show.
I appreciate that.
And in the meantime, you keep us posted, and we like to follow everybody. So after you do Mississauga, if you're going to go anywhere else, you make sure I know about it so we can let people know, okay?
Thank you so much. God bless you, and I appreciate, again, you reaching out to me.
Oh, no, it was my joy and pleasure. Did you want to give a shout-out to anybody or a church, maybe?
Well, I'll give a shout-out to my pastor, Pastor Sue Kightley of Brampton Christian Family Church.
Okay, there you go. Praise God. And we already know she mentioned her husband because she had to ask him how to say her name. Praise God.
He's
and
my supporter.
So glad
Amen.
All right. So everybody, that was Diane Johnson. Don't forget, December the 28th, we'll continue to remind everybody about this amazing show that's going to be taking place. And I'm going to now give you a sneak peek into Jazz A's upcoming Christian Christmas single that she's got coming out. And her name is Alexis Daniels McFay, and this is Christmas Love. Praise God.
Fa la la, la la la. For the season to celebrate his sacrifice, the King of Kings, Prince of Peace, the newborn King, talking about the birth of Christ. Take precious gift of Christ. Oh, we can't forget the reason for the season to celebrate His sacrifice. The Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, the newborn King, talking about the birth of Christ.
Christmas love,
yeah.
For joy, love, and peace, giving honor to our King.
Okay, and that was Christmas Love. Isn't that sexy? It's kind of sexy and groovy and jazzy and bluesy all at once. Praise God. And that is Jazz A, a.k.a. Alexis Daniels McFay. And we're going to have her on our show sometime soon. Praise God. But I've got one more dedication I definitely want to get out. And then we've got to talk to our Woman of Excellence recipient of the Glass Award. And she had a fashion sort of business that she had where she would help people and learn how to dress and to prepare them to go out into the world. Amen. And now she's got a whole new magazine that she wants to share with you. So we'll be connecting with Shelley Jarrett and her SMJ magazine right after we check out some more Christmas music. Praise God. I'm loving this. This is not typical everyday Christmas. Haven't you noticed? Praise God. Let's check out Christmas Time by Eddie Neblett.
Well, everybody come hear me again. Hear me again, hear me again, hear me again. Yeah. Well, you know, Eddie Neblett again. Come to wish you all a Merry Christmas, yeah. And a Happy New Year, yeah. I can feel it in the air. The season's here again. Cheerfulness is everywhere. The preparation has begun. Everyone is so excited. It's Christmas once again. The time we all remember the birth of a King, Jesus Christ our Savior. So let the praise begin, singing blessed be His name. Everyone say Christmas.
Can be, well,
Amen. I'm really enjoying his stuff. Praise God. That was Christmas Time off of the new Eddie Neblett Christmas album that is going to be launching December the 6th, I believe, in New York. And we'll be hearing much more songs from him during our Christmas season. Speaking of Christmas, praise God, it's Christmas here at the Pastor J. Rouse Show, and Santa has dropped off something very special, and she's a woman of excellence, Glass Award recipient. She has a fashion coordination business, and she does so many wonderful things. She's also a very lovely person inside and out. She's a woman of God, and God has put in her heart that she was going to start a magazine, and I believe it's called SMJ Magazine, which I believe stands for Shelley Jarrett. I'm going to have to ask her what the M stands for, but I want you all to join me now. And Sister Shelley, I believe, is on the line. Are you here, Sister Shelley?
Yes, I am.
Praise God. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
You have to tell us a little bit more about it because we haven't had a chance to speak since July.
Yes, because I've been so busy with the launch of the magazine. It is called SMJ Magazine, which is my mission. M is my middle initial, Shelley Mae Jarrett.
Okay.
And the magazine was launched June 21st of this year, and it was a beautiful launch. Exactly, you know, everything that I wanted the magazine to be, it really turned off, and it took off really, really fantastic. So we are very happy.
Amen. Praise God. So tell us a little bit more about what it covers, because I've seen that it's multifaceted. You go into everything.
Yes, I do. Well, as you know, I do have the image consulting company, and what I wanted to do was to give a little bit more information about them, you know, from doing the workshops and so forth. I found people needed a lot more information about image branding. And really, the magazine is about, I'm wanting to know about your gifts and talents. Like, how are you using your gifts and talents to help others in the community? Also, what I do, I spotlight business, small businesses, because there's a lot of businesses out there that nobody, you know, ever hear about. So, you know, I thought this is an opportunity here to spotlight these businesses and let people know, you know, they're doing a lot of positive things and having a lot of businesses in the community and helping others.
Right.
So that's the real focus of the magazine.
So it's an online magazine?
Yes, it is. It's online, and we have limited edition, print edition, which, you know, went really, really, really. Actually, the magazine took off more than we expected it to, because, like I said, we just launched, and it was supposed to be online. But after we did our fall issue, which came out in October, you know, people were, I was getting emails asking for, do you have copies of this magazine? And so we had to rush and get some
printing
copies, and they sort of went pretty fast. So we thought, wow, this is fantastic. And, you know, we started off with about 3,000 followers. By the time I launched, by October, when I launched the second issue, we went up to 9,000. And to date, we are 16,000 followers. So it's really, really taken off by surprise.
Praise God.
Yeah,
amen.
God,
what did
awesome.
You say? You sent me an email. You said it's amazing to see how God works.
Oh, yes, because actually we just launched our third issue just today, actually. It just came out, and we just did the cover, and we wanted to actually launch on Friday, but, you know, people have been getting emails bombarding, we want the magazine, so we had to release it. and you were one of the first person that got the cover. It was not released on Facebook yet, but it's on Facebook right now. The cover is on Facebook, and by tomorrow we should be up.
And
it's
I haven't
beautiful
had a chance
magazine.
To post. I didn't want to put it up yet until I spoke with you. So I will be.
Yeah, you're free to put it up now
because definitely.
Yes,
praise
a pre-launch.
God.
Yes.
Now there's something very significant about this edition, and that's why we've got you definitely on here today, because we're launching our actual Christmas, basically our Christmas season.
Yes, that's beautiful. So, well, really, what this yes, this issue, oh, it's pretty much my baby. Like, I want, what I wanted to do with this issue is just to feature some leaders, amazing leaders in the community that's doing some fantastic work. And really the focus was, because it's a holiday about faith and family and giving back to the community. So my goal was to be able to give back to the community. And part of the proceeds of this magazine, the print, we did a few, ran a few print copies, and we will, proceeds would be going to Habitat of Humanity.
Okay.
It's our charity of choice, because we really want to be able to give back to the community around this season.
Yes, very good. Yeah, it is a giving season, and I think, too, people have to be more mindful of how they're giving, because they have a tendency to not really think about it and just kind of, if someone asks, they give. But we have to really give thought, because sometimes some places don't always get all the money you donate.
Yeah.
And at least with Habitat, you can actually see what your donation is doing, because
yeah,
they really put things into place for people.
Yes, they do provide housing for, you know, people who are very much in need of housing. There are so many people that are on different kind of waiting lists and so forth. So I thought that was a really important charity to give to, because housing is one of the basic needs that we do have. And so I thought that's really where I would like my money to go.
Okay, definitely. Now, if somebody wanted to get a copy of the, or basically to view or read the online copy, where would they go for SMJ Magazine?
Well, on our Facebook page, there would be a link. It's free. It's downloadable. It's free to download. But we do have, like I said, limited copies, which is $4.99 for a copy. And I mean, it's a really nice issue. We even have very few back issues as well. But it's nice to have this as a souvenir program. It's nice for, you know, a little Christmas gift or a stocking stuffer. But it's really nice to have that. They can contact me through my website, which is www.sjimagecreations.com, and just order a copy or a few copies. You know, they can give to friends and family.
Definitely.
And also on Facebook, but it's downloadable. It's free.
Okay. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So what else can we expect to see from this amazing woman, Shelley Jarrett, because we know you're always doing.
Yeah, so, you know, I really enjoy what I do, and I, you know, I give God thanks for the opportunity, the favor that he has given me, to give me such a platform that I can relate to people, that I can, you know, give people something to aspire to. Even the team, that it's just not myself, I'm just the publisher, I'm just the visionary behind the magazine, but we are a team. There's the editor-in-chief, there is the art director, you know, we're all together in this. It's not just myself, the photographer, everyone. We work together really, really well. And really, I'm really blessed to have a wonderful team of people, you know, professionals working with me, all in conjunction. They all understand my vision, know where I'm going with this, and we're all together in this together. So we're all blessed together, and we really want to put out good news for people to aspire to, young people, you know, young entrepreneurs coming up. Just give them an opportunity to showcase their gifts and talents. So that's really is my goal, and like I said, I feel really, really blessed to be able to have such a platform to do something like this. Like right now, we're getting inquiries from the U.S. Up to today, I have another inquiry about to feature someone in the magazine. So we are getting a lot of good reviews, good feedback, and I'm very blessed. I feel very blessed.
Amen, amen. And that's a good thing, because ironically enough, we follow a gentleman's visionary group about men's care, health, and fashion that launched in Barbados, and we told them, we will definitely share it, because we think it's important, just like your image consultant thing, that people need to be more mindful and aware, and sometimes they need points and tips and things like that.
Yes.
And so that's a good thing to always have and be more aware, without having to actually go and get a magazine out of the grocery store that has nothing but gossip in it.
Exactly. We're about good news story, just like I said, people aspiring to great create things. People wanting a platform to showcase their gifts and talents. And really it's about image, lifestyle, arts and entertainment, health and wellness, you know, anything to do with lifestyle, anything to do with business. That's what we're about. No gossip, just tips and just educate, basic education, basic awareness, because a lot of times people just need basic awareness of what's going on around them and how they can aspire to whatever, you know, they need to do. So it's all good news and very interesting stories, very inspiring.
Very good, very good. Well, we've put a link to smjimagecreations.com, and I had put your Facebook page on there earlier, too. And we will do the unveiling after the show on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page of the cover.
Sure.
The very first to see the cover for the new magazine that's coming out. Amen?
Yes, that's third issue and most proud of it. Really, it's going to take us to the next level. We just really feel that in our hearts.
Good.
We haven't really touched the surface yet. This is just, and I'm just so happy that I'm beginning to see my vision just come through in such a short space of time. It's just so amazing. It's amazing. I give God thanks.
God is amazing. Amen.
Yeah. Oh, he sure is.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Well, Sister Shelley, it's been a pleasure. You continue to keep us posted and updated. You know, I always see what's going on in your world.
Yes.
And we will certainly share it. And,
well,
you know, sorry, go ahead.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it.
No, not at all. Thank you. Thank you. And we continue to lift you up and pray and allow God to continue to use you and to be a muse for you. Amen?
Amen. Thank you very much. And I'll do the same for you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Praise God. All right. And that was our wonderful Shelley Jarrett, amazing woman of excellence, Glass Award recipient, image consultant, and now she's got a full-blown magazine out there, so you definitely have to take a look. We'll be launching the cover on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting Communications Facebook page after. And so right now we're going to take us out, and just remember, we will touch base with you in 1 week, but we will not be here next Wednesday. We will be here next Thursday. We're changing the date because I have some place I have to be at because it's Christmas, praise God. But I know you'll continue to stay in touch with us. Keep sweet, be blessed, and continue to follow along as we go ahead. We're going to be posting some more things for you as well for the upcoming shows, and we also want to hear from you, so you'll have to check out the questions. But taking us out, once again, is the wonderful Reuben Stoddard, and I'm going to dedicate this song to my friend Diane in Barbados, who loves this song. She has a purpose for it, and we hope that we'll get to hear him sing it at a special occasion for her next summer. Praise God. She's going to laugh, but this is Flying Without Wings.
Everybody's looking for that something, one thing that makes it all complete. You'll find it in the strangest places you never knew it could be. Some find it in the faces of their children. Some find it in the lover's eyes. Who can deny the joy it brings when you find that special thing? You're flying without wings. Some find it sharing every
much that